Hello, I am Nimcha, and this is Lust. You know the feeling, the desire, the craving, wanting to have your mind and body overwhelmed with pleasure, craving, needing. Lust is such a specific desire, and yet one which is broad with possibilities. It can show in the subtlest of ways, a blush, a flush, a feeling. You just get so aroused by trance and hypnosis, don't you? Having your mind messed with, your body controlled, your thoughts manipulated, changed, brainwashed. Lust, pleasure, arousal and desire, the heat body. Following your impulses, barely able to restrain yourself. When you're horny, you give in to it. You touch, masturbate, seek out ways to fulfill your lust. Taken, giving, receiving, and of course, penetrated with pleasure and desire, a growing need that feeds deeper into your body and mind, overpowering, overwhelming, almost saturated with sexual need. Every breath reminds the inside of your body of the sensations it could get, as if the very air is filled with sensations. Lust, craving, wanting, needing, giving in to the desire, wanting to touch, to be touched, wanting to give and be taken, wanting to surrender. Sex, pleasure, the needs of your body growing and growing and overflowing your mind, lust being a mere echo much deeper craving, giving in to the fantasies, wants and needs of your mind. What do you desire right now? Which physical sensations do you crave? Which part of your body is yearning the most for attention? Which nerves are just itching to be stimulated? Thrusting, rubbing, sucking, licking. So many ways in which the body can be teased. Lust can go into so many different directions. It can go up. Even while awake, you can feel filled with lust. You can feel the burning, craving need, arousal, desire. And when down in trance, dropping deep into blankness, falling far into emptiness, it creates a gap, a hole in your mind that just needs to be filled. It creates a longing, a lust that cries out to be touched and satisfied. So many ways in which it can grow. Sometimes all it takes is a mere suggestion, an idea, or even a fluttering of a thought, a mere sliver of a fantasy. The tiniest treasure of scintillating sensations, rubbing, touching, masturbating, giving in, giving up all pretense of resistance, just going down onto yourself and letting it have what it wants. Your body just doing what it must. Lust, longing, craving, needing, dancing with yourself, with others, blushing, flushed. Your mind just melting in the heat that's emanating from your center. Your body giving in to all those needs, creating an inevitable loop of lust. You're touching yourself, aren't you? You're giving in to the lust. I guess you have no choice but to feel and fall, to give in to it all and let it be warmer, hornier, better, deeper, And of course, we could just head to an edge or even fall over it. But are you ever satisfied? Do you ever feel content, truly, utterly satisfied with the sensation and content with where you are? Or are you lost, lusting for more, always more? Have you been programmed to need, to crave? Have you been given a purpose to please? Pleasure, need. And yet, even when you know that you're sort of awake and sort of in trance, wrapped in this strange world, a whirling need of want and need, a seed growing, blossoming, flourishing inside of you, arousal growing even more. There's no way to stop it once it's been unleashed, is there? The beast inside, the instincts. Lust, craving, wanting, needing, a feeling of feeding it with more fire, heat, deeper and deeper, and it's still going on. You're still giving in, touching, feeling, rubbing. You're still giving in, touching, feeling, rubbing, edging, teasing, closer, pleasing, feeling so good and yet so frustrated. An orgasm wouldn't be enough to satisfy, and yet it might happen regardless. The lust will take what it needs to take. Your mind will fall into the inevitable drop of desire. Lust makes you vulnerable sometimes, open to a provider of desire. Careful, don't lose yourself in lust, because the deeper you fall, the more you'll lose it all for a moment. You can't think. When you're edging, all you can do is listen, feeling hypnotized with an empty mind. Closer and closer, helplessly drifting back and forth until the words somehow create a razor sharp edge to dance on, to float on, to drift on, to fall on. So close, so far away, so deep, so lost in lust. See where you are, feel what you're doing, to listen to your own body. Once the release will happen, would it be enough? Would you feel satisfaction, or are you bound to lust again? An orgasm may provide a small relief, a reprieve from the lust, or feed it even more. Perhaps the only solution is to stop, but that creates frustration, and frustration makes you lust even more. The arousal grows with the denial. The feelings rise as you continue to give in, to surrender to the feelings. Horny, wanting, needing sex, pleasing yourself, pleasuring your body, seeking sensation. It would feel so good to let go completely, to let all the sensations become one giant explosion of pleasure. One that almost cannot be measured by your mind. And when you are trapped between hypnosis and lust, the inevitable result is often a wonderful explosion and then just blankness. Closer, deeper, faster, harder, more. It feels so good. It feels so intense. Maybe I should let you. Maybe not. Maybe I will allow the possibility. Maybe it's not even up to me. It is your lust after all. Without even realizing, your dam may just break with pleasure. Your mind will just explode with sensation. And you will know when the time has come. It is so good to give in to the lust, so nice, even if it makes your mind so open and vulnerable to the hypnosis, so deeply depraved, filled with desire. When you give in to lust, it leads you deeper, a never-ending loop of needing more pleasure, more sex, more masturbation, more, more, more. I wonder if you'll be able to stop, or if you would prefer to just go deeper and harder, to go faster and edge. Now in a moment this file will end, and if my voice follows, I'm sure you'll remain nice and deep. Otherwise, you'll find yourself awake and possibly a bit frustrated. Unless you don't want it to end, do you want me to continue? Do you want me to give you even more lust to need, to crave, to want, to edge? Or should I stop talking? Stop teasing? Stop touching? It is nicer to give in to the lust than to continue what you were doing. It is nicer to build up and to feel your mind melt before the pleasure. It is so much more wonderful to just let it all happen, and then before you know it, the release will come even stronger. And it is those pulses afterwards that provide a beautiful entry point to your mind, sexually suggestible, wonderfully open. Lust. Allow your mind to absorb the words nice and deep at your pace. It is all right to give in to lust sometimes, and right now, with your mind so wonderfully deep and open, maybe we'll do even more. Like I said before, in a moment this file will end, and I'm sure that you know what you want. Enjoy the longing, lusting, needing, craving feelings. As long as they linger.